Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting second. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Greengrass. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hobie Landreth. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Nuxhall. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Joe Nuxhall. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Davey Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Monty Irvin. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Daryl Spencer. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ray Noble. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Tookie Gilbert. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jansen. Pitching for the New York Giants, Larry Jansen. And now, play ball. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hatton moves to second. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hatton moves to third. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a line drive into center field. Thompson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Thompson. Hatton scores. Adams goes all the way around to score. Kluszewski moves to second. It's 2-0, Reds. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive for a single. There's an error on the play. Thompson moves to second. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth hits a pop-up towards third. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a line drive towards third. Spencer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Dark fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman strikes out. One out. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer takes first base on ball 4. Ray Noble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noble hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Greengrass, who is chasing the ball. Noble reaches third base with a triple. Spencer goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Reds. Tookie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert strikes out. Two outs. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Noble scores. It's Reds, 2, Giants, 2. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Marshall, who is chasing the ball. Williams reaches third base with a triple. Jansen goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Giants. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 0-for-1 in the game. Greengrass hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Reds 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0-for-1 in the game. Irvin takes first base on ball 4. Thompson moves to second. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockman bunts towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. Thompson moves to third. Irvin moves to second. One out. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thompson scores. Irvin moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-2, Giants. Ray Noble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noble is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Noble takes first base on ball 4. Tookie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Noble. The throw from Landreth and he is safe. Noble steals second. Tookie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 0-for-1 in the game. Gilbert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kluszewski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Kluszewski moves to second. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0-for-1 in the game. Landreth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Kluszewski moves to third. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 2. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jansen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nuxhall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's 5-2, Giants. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Irvin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nuxhall strikes out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hatton takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a pop-up beyond second. Williams can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Hatton moves to third. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. Hatton scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Giants. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 0-for-2 in the game. Greengrass hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds 3. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Spencer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-3, Giants. Clyde King now pitching. Ray Noble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noble is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Noble hits a line drive beyond third. Adams can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Tookie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 0-for-2 in the game. Gilbert hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jansen takes first base on ball 4. Noble moves to second. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-3 in the game. Dark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0-for-2 in the game. Landreth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gilbert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Landreth for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Reds 3. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. King fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Spencer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-3, Giants. Ray Noble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noble is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Noble hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive towards third. Spencer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Markey pinch hits for Clyde King. Bob Markey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jansen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hatton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Reds 3. The Giants will come to bat. Frank Smith now pitching. Tookie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 0-for-3 in the game. Gilbert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jansen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klusowski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jansen for the out. Gilbert moves to second. One out. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 11-3, Giants. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-4 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Dark moves to second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Green grass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dark moves to third. Two outs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 11, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 0-for-3 in the game. Greengrass hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Noble settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Klusowski hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Marshall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0-for-3 in the game. Landreth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 11, and the Reds 3. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klusowski juggles the ball. That's an error on Klusowski. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs and a walk. He's got five RBIs. Spencer hits a fly ball into left field. Greengrass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Noble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noble is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Noble hits a pop-up towards third. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tookie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gilbert hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 11, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-3 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jansen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Borkowski pinch hits for Frank Smith. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski strikes out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hatton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 11, and Cincinnati Reds, 3. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.